Today, I've decided to try and speak to you about two things. A recent experience with a GP, and B, the book which I finished prematurely yesterday evening. Oh, well, today morning slash yesterday evening. Anyway, my experience with the GP. Recently, I had to have a blood test, just to make sure I'm not dying, and I had to go back and get the result for it. And I booked an appointment with a doctor who I hadn't seen for years because the doctor who booked the blood test was on annual leave. So, well, he was on annual leave, so you can't get an appointment from him. Anyway, so I go to this doctor. In the waiting room, I see she has a bit of a brawl with one of her patients, but I just think, oh, maybe she's just a difficult patient. Did I just knock my microphone? Anyway, so yeah, difficult patient. I walk in and I'm like, hello there. I'd like to go over the results of my blood test. And she's like, what blood test? And I was like, well, the blood test which I've just had recently. And she just very moodily told me to just go and see the doctor who prescribed the blood test, after which I told her no, because he is on annual leave. And then she replies by saying, you should just wait until he's back. No, I'm sorry, I'm not waiting for a year for a blood test which could, which could show that I have something genuinely wrong with me, which I didn't, thankfully. And I was just unimpressed with how sarcastic and not impressing she was, and she just didn't seem to have a very good day. She was condescending and rude. That's all I can say. And I hope she learns from her mistakes one day. Right, back to a Caribbean mystery, which I mentioned yesterday. I accidentally ended up finishing it before I intended to finish it because, excuse the cliche, but it was very difficult to put down. I think it wasn't a very long novel, and for most of it was her finding clues that made you think, oh, it's this guy, no way, it's that guy, no way, it's her. Did it. And there were multiple murders, and it just followed the typical, all these trails, and at the very end the detective, holds the guy and goes, stop, I'm holding you under arrest. Well, she didn't arrest him, but she told him to stop what he was doing, and then she started blurting out his life story and why it is that he was killing all these people. I've given away the fact that it's a guy. Anyway, but yeah, I enjoyed it, and I ended up buying five more. Anyway, I've really got to stop. Bye.